Pedal Revolutionary radio program is alternating Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m.
Here on CITR at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, all human power is welcome.
It's about bikes.
I like my bicycles, cause they let me ride on a bicycle.
Juicebox is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Dropped into Juicebox Radio, where sexuality educators quench your search for responsible, progressive sexuality over your lifespan. Happy anniversary to us. Happy anniversary to us. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to us. Wow, my voice. Oh my God, I forgot to put you on, Caroline. I'm
Did you really? So they didn't even get to hear me sing? Aww. I think we may need to do it one more time then.
They heard you in the shadow of the mic.
And shadow of the mic.
And my voice was very loud. Anyway, I think the listeners can appreciate what we did.
Well,
in celebration of
4 years.
4 year
anniversaries, yay! And it's 10 o'clock. In case you haven't figured it out, you've dropped into Juicebox Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And if you're listening to the podcast, we are very excited because we like it when you listen to our podcast as well as listening to us live, because that way you can listen to us over and over and over and over and over. Did I say over? Again. Just like I do with music and lyrics. I'm all obsessed about Hugh Grant and all of that coming online.
Oh my goodness.
However you got to spend this hour with us, we're really, really awesomely glad to have you. And tonight, we really want you to call in whenever you can. And call in and just tell us about all the segments that you've enjoyed over the years. Like,
yes.
I have only been here for the last 9 months, but Julia's been doing this show for 4 years with a variety of couple different hosts. I think Alex Bacon was one.
Maurice Cote was amazing, and Maura Ingraham was in the beginning of the show.
It's evolved a lot.
Giving tribute to those women.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Maura Ingraham, I think especially, I want to pay tribute to tonight. She, if it wasn't for her, I don't think I would have maybe gotten off the ground quite as fast as it did happen.
How did that get involved in terms
of history? She came in to, like, I was doing the show in the beginning and wanted to do a talk radio show around sex, and I had started doing the training, and I had started with the concept, and I'd gotten cleared on that, and Maura came in looking for a sex show that she could partake with or work with or do something on, and
she's
all these
sex
things.
Sex educator like you are.
She works with, you know, the kink community, BDSM. She's now like a pornographer and does very well. So she and I'm sure she's done a lot of other things as well. But
we should bring her back on as a guest.
Yes,
that'd be
actually, last time I saw her, I said, please come on to Juicebox again. I would love for the listeners to get caught up on what you're doing. And she's been a fabulous, amazing contributor to sex positive society in the Lower Mainland. And I'm very honored that we began Juicebox together, and then she went and did her own show on the same time slot as me. So I did Juicebox, and she did her own show, which was absolutely brilliant.
What type of show did she do?
Oh my God, I'm like, oh, that's no, okay. I should have written all this stuff down. But Carolina ended up going to Rec to celebrate, and then we produced the show at the like crepe place
where
by
we had
pencil.
Our burgers and fries.
We had burgers and fries just now, and did it in pencil, and so. I didn't have a chance to look at my internet and
that's
produce
okay,
a proper
baby.
Thing. Well, mostly because I want to remember all the different
things,
details about the history of whatever.
But she's done so many great things. It's hard to pinpoint it down under 100 words because she's done a lot of work and has influenced each other.
She
so
was incredible,
great.
And I'm very grateful. Well, and then Alex, and we have Marie Scotte, who's actually an incredible sex educator as well, who did a show, which she's admitted, even I saw her at what we're going to be talking about later tonight. It was this 40th birthday celebration of a friend of Marie's and myself.
We'll have to tell everybody
we're
going to
talk about it tonight.
We'll have to keep you guys in suspense for a little bit longer.
Because the show is called The Art of Spanking. The Art of the Spank. The Spank.
I don't know. I may have to lean over. Should I bend over, Julia?
Not quite yet, girlfriend.
No, you don't want me. Oh,
not
yes.
quite yet. Not
That's
quite
it?
Yet.
No,
not quite
not
yet.
Yet. All right.
Oh, maybe we do want to do it yet.
Well, we do want to do it, but that's totally cool. I like being spanked whenever you want to. Just cup that hand really nice, C-shape
like,
for Caroline.
Like
yes, like that.
But the fleshy part.
Oh, I like that, Julia. Can one more?
Okay.
Wait, it's our 4-year anniversary.
All right, so two more.
Okay. I kind of like that.
My hand.
I like that.
Unlike the man who I'm going to call him Seaman.
Yes, you do have a story or two to tell, don't you?
Who was part of.
I love Seaman. It sounds like other parts.
Juicy
even
bits,
though you mean a juicy bits, even though I know you mean ABC, like C, like the letter, not
like
semen, as in semen, the stuff that goes inside of you when somebody has an orgasm inside of you. Is that correct, Julia?
When they ejaculate
yes,
their spunk.
We should do a show called The Art of Spunk as well. That could be quite entertaining.
All right. So this is our 4-year anniversary show, and Caroline and I are having a debaucherous time. Oh, my goodness. And
but one of the things.
So do call in and contribute tonight, because actually.
We want to hear about all the things you've liked over the year, but especially.
No, more importantly, I want to know.
Your stories
about getting spanked, because I had my very first experience ever being spanked and kind of. You know, I've done some spanking in my life. I've been spanked as a young child over the knee of my stepfather. And there's a lot of other things that have sort of happened in my life that I, you know, I don't like being spanked. I don't find it sexy. Doesn't turn me on. It kind of scares me in some ways. And I don't have a very good reaction. Certainly not a juicy reaction to being spanked. So, you know, I do it in fun. I'll do it if you ask me to. And if you do it to me, you can be guaranteed to get the cheek, which is me being cheeky in whatever way. So, interestingly enough, I went to this 40th birthday party and I found this experience to be one of a sexual nature, something unusual for me, and, you know, being spanked. And so my good friend decided that instead of the typical 40th birthday party, he was going to have a 40th birthday party celebration where he got spanked. And so he had this dominatrix, lovely, sexy woman guiding the whole evening and told us that there was going to be a spanking coming up and warning everyone and telling everyone, preparing them. And then the spank thing started to happen. So she gave us rules. She said you're allowed to spank 3 times only. Whatever it is, you spank 3 times only, and that she was going to give us in 3 categories of soft, medium, and hard. So we were all like, soft, medium, hard. So there's all this categorization that started happening amongst the participants, and we're all excited because we all knew this man very well, and we knew it was his 40th, so we were all like, okay, you're going to get it. And then we're only allowed 3, and so we had to do soft, medium, hard. So we all had to get it, which was very interesting. So this is the soft spanks, you know, they start up, and I'm like, I'm soft. So I get up there, and I do maybe number 2 or 3 of the soft. And the
did
girls
you cup your hand?
No, I did lots of pat, pat, pats, and little... patty, pat, pat, pats, and all these different kind of things. I didn't do that very well, but whatever.
That's okay. You've had more practice since.
So there was this pretty hot shit going on with the girls doing, you know, cutie little things. And then, you know, I just whacked them really hard, but then I would do this little soft little things. And I would do this pattern, and I was like, that was one. And then the dominatrix was like looking at me and doing wagging of her finger, kind of warning me that if I didn't start to behave, that I'd be in trouble. So it got kind of along like that over the night. So the softies went, and then the mediums went. A lot of women in the soft, lots of men in the medium category, finding that quite surprising. I figured there'd be a mix, but...
And they probably didn't want to show off too much, and I'm very curious about Mr. Seaman. I love that name.
So then the hard category. So, you know, the medium category was exciting.
The hard category.
There was like, well, I'll explain in a minute. So there was like this medium category where, you know, the guys were kind of doing flogging and they were doing different things. And it was painful. Oh, hello. We have a guest. We haven't even announced our guest. I was just telling the story quickly, and then we were on to our lovely, amazing guest who was, I'll introduce right now, and you can interject on any time because you are fabulous. Hold on, let me turn you on. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we've got the lovely Sid Harlow with us.
Sid Harlow, we've had her on Juicebox a few times before. Thank you for coming back. So excited to see you.
Hey, yeah, nice to see you too. Yeah, my question was this, spanking, you're talking flogging, or are you talking, you know how they have those little like stick things with like a square of leather on the back? Like
floggers, yes. Thank you for describing them.
Well, different ones have different...
Yeah, effects.
Yeah, effects. Yeah,
yeah, so
definitely.
There was a couple of floggers, but mostly the hands.
So it was no natural.
Mostly hands.
Oh, okay. thank you. Thank you for clarifying, because floggers and spanking different, so I know that you're going to speak to that later tonight.
Yes, I will.
Very excited about that. So
I'm sure our listeners are too.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the hard category begins, and it was kind of surprising to see some of the hardness of the mediums. I was sort of like, whoa. And then I kind of got in there a few times and jumped the line and did some medium thing, which then I got a lot of trouble from the dominatrix. Again, she was like, Julia, you're going to get spanked if you keep doing that. And I was all like, oh, okay. And she was like very serious, and then she kind of was very serious with me. So I was like, oh. She's like, behave yourself. And then I started getting this idea in my head that I was like, I don't like to behave. Really,
I think she
ever.
Wanted you to challenge her.
Yeah, so I kept challenging her. We had this game, and it was kind of hot, and I really kind of got into it. So then the hard slappers category came up. And poor little 40th birthday boy, he was seriously, his ass was so freaking red, and there was marks on it, and there was like little bits of blood things coming up, little tiny like little...
Blood blisters?
Well, not quite that bad, but
breaking the skin.
The little skin was getting kind of broken, and there was this bad, he was like purpley red, and I was like, whoa, that's painful. So then the hard category boy, the sea man, comes up.
I love semen.
And he takes a running like hit where he like open-handedly smacked his ass like with a run and then a smack.
Oh.
Now this man is a volleyball player. He does tournaments. So
nice.
What showed up on the birthday boy's ass was basically this perfect handprint, but it was like white, and then it started to go red in the middle. So it was like a white line of perfect handprint, red in the middle, and all of a sudden this vein started to come up out of the birthday boy's ass,
right where the palm of Seaman's hand was. And there was this nasty blood blister vein that just popped out of his butt cheek and, like, started to show itself amongst the handprint perfection that was on the ass. So it was really scary. And then all these pictures were starting to flash. And all of the friends that were at the 40th birthday party were like, this is unbelievable. We're getting this on camera. So everyone's, like, taking pictures. And it was just really disturbing.
By now.
Disturbing. So we're all watching the ass respond, the muscle and the skin and the blood.
Was it twitching?
Oh, yeah.
Twitching a muscle?
Yeah. The muscle twitching was twitching. Vein. The blister
was pulsating.
Bit was, yeah, it was really quite over the top. Anyway, so then I was like, do the other side. Do the other side. And I'm like, his poor right cheek was like totally, everyone was right-handed,
was he
like, it seems.
Was he enjoying it?
I think he did enjoy
like
it.
He liked the pain?
I think he might have. Anyway, so Seaman did the other hand, the other cheek. Again, the white hand, the red mark. But this time there was like so much worse of, like, the blistery issue in the palm. So, birthday boy's ass, seriously, probably bruised for at least a couple of weeks. So this was the experience I had at this party. Everyone's, like, whooping and hollering. The other hard people went after Seaman and spanked him some more, but I think they might have tried to avoid the blister part. Yeah. And we're all kind of, like, taking pictures and kind of freaking out, but at the same time being like, wow, this is hot and weird, because especially because the birthday boy was enjoying it, and I started to apply ice in between the spankings because I was kind of feeling, like, motherly and worried about his bum. And I'm a health educator, so I was like, I think we're going to stop spanking the thing. So I started bringing ice packs, and it was
Well, you're just getting into playing nurse instead.
Well, the dominatrix didn't like me being kind, so I had to pay later for all
so
of that.
So how exactly did she make you pay? and did you enjoy the payment?
So to make a very long story short, before we get on to our lovely guest, I had my first spanking of my life, and it was really unbelievably exciting and hot, and I thought, wow.
Okay, we want the penthouse letters version really quickly. What was it? Describe. Like, did she throw you over her knee? What did she do?
Oh my God.
I think we can ad-lib a little bit, because we do want to find out.
We could talk to our guest for a while first and get back to it.
All right.
No.
You want to? Well, we're on the topic, and I don't want to let you off the hook on this. Right. I know, Sid, what do you think? Should we?
Well, you know, I'll remember it. We'll get back to it either way.
I think so. I think we
should
welcome our guest.
You'll tell the tale either way.
I probably
Sounds
will.
Sounds good. We'll bug you after the break. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So, welcome to our fourth anniversary juice box. It's such an honor to have.
I didn't know it was the fourth anniversary.
4 years, yes. Oh,
it's very exciting.
Yeah,
there you go.
We're in a celebratory mood.
We're very
Hence
happy.
Spanking. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's, instead of birthday bumps, we're doing birthday spanks. It's a new trend.
Nice.
The art of spanking as well is a very important art, as I came to realize, really.
Yeah, well, my experience with spanking has been actually sort of so far kind of disappointing.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't what I thought it would be. I met this dominatrix, and the idea was that we would do a sort of a video session. She needed a submissive female, which apparently is harder to find. And I'm like, well, I'm not really submissive, but I'll do it. Let's see, you know, what are we going to do? And spanking was one of the things on the list to do with, you know, other things as well. So we start the spanking. The first thing she did was with, I don't know what it's called, like I said, those long sticks with like a square of leather or something on the end.
So that'd be like the
flogger. That's a flogger of a stick kind, I think.
Okay, yeah, because we had floggers with like, you know, the normal whip variety that I've used on stage.
Yeah.
But this was just like what I call a spatula. I call it the spatula. Okay. So anyway,
she did that,
and I was, you know, like blindfolded and the whole bit, and we did that, and That didn't really do it for me, actually. I just thought, actually, I broke out laughing. It was pretty hilarious for me. And maybe I needed more pain, or it was kind of irritating, but not really.
Irritating.
Like, the sound of the spanking just made me laugh, made me kind of come out of it, you know.
Was it more like being on set, though, as opposed to, because you're mentioning it was for a video, as opposed to actually...
No, I couldn't see nothing. I was gagged and everything, and blindfolded. Mm-hmm. But then what happened is after that, so I'm laughing. She's like, okay, this is not working. We can't do this. Let's just move on to something else.
Okay.
And I'm laughing through a gag. But then we did with the flogger. Sorry. And that actually was quite... That kind
Fun.
Of turned me on. Yeah, that turned me
on. Yeah, it turned me on, the flogger.
Blindfolded and flogger. Well, I don't... You know what? I think the flogger, first they kind of run it like... down your leg and kind of on the back.
Kind of whack you slightly a little bit.
Yeah, they
more
kind
like
of,
a caress.
It's a caress first, and then it's a spank. And with the flogger, that made all the difference. Whereas with that other thing,
the spatula, like,
it was just like a
too hard, not very.
Well, it just no, it didn't feel much. It just was kind of ridiculous. Like, it tickled and it was ridiculous to me. I don't know. But the flogger, I was surprised myself there. That was kind of. I was into that.
It was fun. I had a flogger experience. That's what I had. So yeah, they just do like the teasing, the tickling, and then the whack, and you'd be like
Yeah.
And it was like the pain, the endorphins would come through the body, and
that's
it was
the
like
thing.
Your inner pharmacy was like, oh, I think I like that.
Right, right after the hit, your body releases those endorphins. Right, it's kind of like there's the pain, and then there's the moment after. And mm-hmm. I think for me, the moment after is better than the pain. Even.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
How
think that's the whole point
that?
Of doing the pain.
Oh. Well, you know, you get the moment of pain, right, and then you, your body, like, there's that second of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The pain enrages me. Actually, it makes me angry.
Me too.
Yeah, but then a few seconds after that, you get that other thing happening. I don't know what it is. Some kind of chemical reaction or whatever to pain that your body does.
Mm-hmm. Endorphins.
The endorphins things, yeah. Uh-huh. That's the nice part. It's kind of like this kind of high. I don't
Afterglow.
Know. Yeah.
So interesting, Caroline, I know you've had some experience with spanking, so you've got to tell the listeners about your experience with spanking. Yes.
I like being spanked, personally. The first time I was spanked, I laughed because I had... Yeah, this really small guy I was dating.
Small where?
Small where?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. But he
small hands, small feet, small.
And he was pretty dominating in the sense that he wanted me like face against the wall, leaning over. And I didn't know what I felt very undignified, where it was just like, just lean into the wall. Now. And then had me come over. And cupped his hand and spanked me. And I felt so undignified. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. But I got really wet, and it was interesting. But it made me laugh a lot because I felt so stupid about it. And it was like, my God, I'm not a child anymore. I didn't do something bad where I need to be hit. You know, not that my mother was abusive or anything. But, you know, I had the wooden spoon and all that stuff.
I had the wooden spoon. Yeah, I got spanked a lot. Like
I got hit a lot.
Yeah, I got hit a lot.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like, well, it shouldn't be a sexual thing.
No, it shouldn't.
Then I read studies about it, like the connection between people who like BDSM practitioners and their level of abuse when they were younger. So
yeah, but it's
the sexualization of that pain and that spanking thing. Anyway, so
but once you get somebody who does it really well, like when I was dating, I'm trying to think of a name.
Mr. Big.
Actually, yes, Mr. Big would be great because he always thinks that he's like Mr. Big in Sex and the City, so that's perfect.
Mr. Big.
He actually threw me over his knee on one day, and it was probably the best sex we ever had. Yes. I loved being spanked that way. Yeah, he threw me
with
over the
hands.
Chair.
With his hands. Hand, no
cupped
choice.
Hand, yeah. C-shaped for Caroline, because then you actually cups the butt cheek. Really nice.
You must have a pretty high butt, baby.
I've got a nice round ass, so it was really, really nice. And
it was fun. And then you got wet, and then what did he do to you?
Oh, he fucked me. He just threw me down and fucked me. But I like that.
I like that, too.
Being dominated.
I like being dominated, too.
Well,
I think
because we're strong women in real life, and when they throw you down, and because I had a boyfriend in between, I had another one that could do good stuff like that, too.
Uh-huh,
but one
uh-huh.
where he's just like, I don't understand, Carolyn, you go out of your way to empower women. I don't understand why you like being hit. And I said, it's not
being
spanked.
It's not a contradiction, actually. Because I think most people who have power enjoy employing and enjoy the play of power, hence being not in power as well.
Yes,
why,
exactly.
Hence the stereotype of, the powerful businessman in the suit who's really kinky. And when I was a dancer,
exactly.
I noticed that most of these, I'm generalizing, but a lot of my customers who really enjoyed, because my shows had fetish in it, the whipping and this and that, were the guys that kind of, the guys
Guitar
that had power.
Power guys,
That had power, And so I think it's not, I think putting yourself in that quote-unquote submissive position, which is, with your own permission, is actually a very powerful position to be in. So so it's not a contradiction in terms.
Yeah, it's true.
I could never
explain interesting.
It to
I think
one.
It's a good point, though, and I did look into that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard about it for years and years, and I done stuff over the years, like so much stuff before you ever came onto the show or started the show. And, you know, Maura was a huge BDSM person. She taught me a lot about that. We had a ton of guests all the time. Mm-hmm. And the patterns that I did notice was that these, people in power positions, people that are used to being kind of alpha and used to managing everything in situations all the time and sort of being leaders all the time, they're human too, you know. They want to step off that platform of whatever it is and step away from the responsibility that, you know, is, you know, part of their life and their work and even in their families or whatever it might be. And they do want to wear diapers and have their balls chained to their cock while they clean stuff and, like, have weights tied to their shit and be whipped and whatever. And, you know, it's because they don't want to have to make any decisions. They don't want to have to think about anything. They want to be told what to do. And I'm not sure where the pain factor comes in myself, but that's...
Well, I think it's linked to the anger, for me anyway. There's an anger thing that then excites me, which then has to do with power play, right? I don't know exactly. I can't break it down, but it's like, okay, spanking or pain. The first reaction to me is anger, and then it's let's try and get some control over the situation. Even if I'm not in control of it, it excites me to then fight back, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Kind of like, it's like an act of tension or something.
Yeah, the tension, I think, is a really big point there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, actually. I think about that. You know, hot sex is so much about that tension between two people. So that's why when you have breakup sex or like when you fought and then you fuck again after that, there's a space between you. There's this arc of energy that kind of flows between. And so I think like when someone will hurt you, it's like they've lashed out and they've grabbed you in some way, either spank you or whatever. And then you all of a sudden want to close that gap and...
Smack
them somehow, or like the anger thing or the retaliation or like, you know, fuck me or like, or fuck off or like something. You know, there's some kind of energetic, you know, gap closing.
Yeah.
Are you losing? Am I...
No. It's kind of reestablishing sort of like power structure. Like it's like literally... sort of challenging them and seeing, okay, where is that person going to go? Who's going to be in power now? I think it's like it's a basic survival mechanism, so we react to that. That turns us on, right? I mean, we don't have to fight to survive anymore in pretty much these days, right? So the sexual domain...
Not in North America.
That's
true.
But the sexual domain is wide open, very wide open now. And now we have time and room to play with even gender roles.
Which is so great.
Which is so fun.
And isn't it interesting with women being dominatrix, what I thought was very interesting from my experience working with this dominatrix was how much this dominatrix was very motherly. I expected a lot of, you know, like domineering, you know, more like do this, do that, like more general, like a general commanding the troops type of behavior.
Yeah.
But she said, you know what, for a lot of my clients, my persona is very, I'm a mother. Like, it's a very mothering persona, though very in control, and she can get very mean.
Bossy.
Yeah, but it was very much I thought, how interesting, a mothering persona.
I'm not surprised, actually, that, you know, Sid, because I feel like, I think that I see, I mean, my dominatrix friends are very mothering. They're very, like, controlling, mothering, kind of domineering thing that mothers do with their little chicks.
Yeah.
You know, do what I say and do it like I said, and if you don't, you're going to get punished. And, that's kind of the way moms are when they're young little kids, because they're protecting their safety, right? So I think that mothering thing, that controlling, you know, way of being that we want to put under, unfortunately, the realm of mother.
Yeah, well, that's the word that comes to mind.
Huh. Wait a minute.
Sorry, I just got this weird, screwed up, fucked up vision of, I don't know if you guys seen the movie Dead Alive, where the mother turns into that zombie thing after she gets bitten by the monkey and she tries to pull her son back into her womb when she turns into this thing.
No.
I'm Vendetta, this is not good. We're not propagating the vagina dentata thing. Okay, I think it's a perfect time for a break, Caroline. we don't even know what we're playing. I think Take a Stand, actually. It sounds good.
This is a great time if you want to call and ask us any questions or tell us about some of your favorite episodes of our show. It would be wonderful. You can give us a call at 604-
822-2487. That is 604-UBCCITR. And Caroline and I are going to
be back, right back
talking more with Sid Harlow. And we're talking about the art of spank. Maybe you'll call in and give us one of your stories.
The pentose lettered version.
Especially Seaman, you know that I put my request out. So you better freaking call, because I've asked you to talk about your volleyball hands. So hopefully we'll hear from you. And everyone else, 604-822-2487, and we'll be right back.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Juice Box is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. If you've just tuned in to Julia and Caroline and Juicebox with Sid Harlow, we are having fun tonight.
The art of spanking on our 4-year anniversary show.
Happy anniversary to us!
There are so many things going on the Juiceberry, I think, tonight. We've decided that Caroline and I are not going to call it announcements. We're going to call it Juiceberries.
Because it's right on the pulse, that berry, that button, that thing that we like, and love. And it gives us orgasmic satisfaction if we go to these things. So
there are several things happening I have to tell you about on the Juiceberry. There is this wonderful conference. I think the most important one I want to talk about is the... Society for Menstrual Research is doing... I'm sorry, menstruation is very important. No, we all need to know a lot about menstruation. We don't know nearly enough.
It's just an unusual name for a conference, but I'm glad they're doing it.
That
sounds sincere.
No, I don't think you are. There's a one-month menstrual cycle study coming up by a UBC professor in endocrinology, Dr. Geraldine Pryor, and it is ways to find out the signals of your body and giving you sort of signs of how you've ovulated or when you've ovulated. It's very important for women and for the lovers of women who care, whether for procreation or not. Or
I love
because
the way you say care.
Very important. I always tell my students when I'm teaching sex ed that they have to understand and map your cycle. We don't do that enough. We rely on the birth control pill to like level us out and whatever. And it's really actually a very unhealthy way to live your life. If you really got into and understood how to map your cycle and how to chart your cycle and understood the menstrual cycle, we wouldn't need the birth control pill. But,
and would they be able to find this out and this kind of stuff
conference? I'm sorry. Well, that's not really what I was... That was a little side sex ed there. But if you're between the ages of 20 and 40 and you've menstruated in the last 3 months and you have not used the pill in the last 3 months, please come into the study. It's very important. I think it would be a good one. Dr. Shrin Kalin is the person you have to get a hold of, and that is at 604-875-5960, and her email is shrin.kalyan@vch.ca, and that is Vancouver Coastal Health.
Well, .ca.
And there's a menstruation conference coming up that I'll be involved in June 11th, I think, or something. Anyway, Vancouver Coastal Health, it has it all over the website.
No, I think that'd be great.
Fabulous. So that's a very important Juiceberry. That's probably the most important one I had to remember.
As well as that, just embracing full-figuredness in terms of womanliness. Babs is doing a... contest.
A real women's contest about their bodies and women to, you know.
And whether
doesn't matter all shapes and sizes.
Whether
doesn't
you're
matter
size
what,
2, size 26.
24, 30, whatever. She's got them all in her store on Granville Street. But more importantly, she's doing this amazing contest that you can do online. Check it out at babs.ca. And, of course, Caroline and I had the speed dating experience last week, didn't we?
Yes, with the Art Club. And actually, I think we did pretty well. We had our last show on that last week. We had Charlie from the Art Club come out and talk to us a little bit about everything. But what was quite fun is Julie and I actually did really well. I know you guys all love us and think we're very, very popular. And I think
but these were a bunch of strangers.
I think we are.
And Caroline
we are won. Popular.
Caroline did get the most popular number. She actually got... there was 11 men. She got 10 dates out of the 11 men. I was very impressed with you, young Caroline.
Thank you. Well, I actually didn't get 10 dates.
Have
I got
you
10
dated
men.
Them all?
No, I've got one, actually.
Have you had time?
Well, she could fit two in a day. Come on. You're a busy girl. You could do this.
If they're 5 minutes long, I suppose. I've been talking on the phone with one of them that actually... We'll see how things go. So
we'll see. Julia had a date with one of them. Chiropractor, actually.
Oh, nice!
And we had this great date, and it was actually a really amazing date. We went for dim sum, and he shows up, and he's got this haircut that was just awful. But he's like gorgeous.
And he's not listening to the show.
I'm sure he is. He was gorgeous, and then his haircut. I was like, oh my god, what's with the haircut? Oh. So, but we had this amazing date, and we were having this fun time. We went for dim sum. We had this great conversation, a little flirting going back, and it was very back and forth. It was very healthy, and it was really safe and wonderful. And then we go walking out on Main, and we're sort of strolling around, and all of a sudden he says, so I guess that's great. So thanks very much, and, I'm going to head home and blah, blah, blah. And he kind of cuts the date off.
Oh.
I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what are you doing? Cutting the date off? Like, it was weird. So then I kind of...
So what happened? Like, what did you say
before this? I enticed him into staying with me. And I was kind of
what
like, why are you wanting to cut the date off? Like, what's going on? It's going really well. It hadn't even been an hour yet. I checked my time and I was like, it had been 55 minutes. I was like... That's interesting.
Was he taking
Why?
Speed dating? Maybe he does it too often. So this was like,
well, speed
you know,
dating
10
is,
days
is there like
one,
a time limit?
Five
yeah,
minutes.
It's 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. You know what? I've heard of this. I don't do this kind of. I don't date.
I've never done it. Caroline and I reviewed.
We
it
were
last
virgins, but we got our cherry popped
yeah
last
date
week by our club.
Dating.
I don't date. Christ.
Well, I've been pretty good this year.
Why don't you date Sid?
Oh, I don't believe in that.
Oh.
No. What do you believe in?
Well, you know. Just
fucking.
Do it or don't do it. Yeah.
Do it or don't do it.
And then go from there, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Cool. Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who do that. They actually don't date. They connect, they do it, they have sex with the person, and they kind of just go for a meal and do whatever in between the sex and getting to know each other kind of.
Well, the dating
happens
to me is just a stalling factor. Like, I pretty much know if I'm going to sleep with someone or want to sleep with someone or not, and I take it from there. But dating, I'm very uncomfortable in dates.
Hmm.
I'm not myself.
Hmm.
Yeah. See, it's re-dating. I mean, hey, you know, I don't know. What do you do? What have you done? Oh, cry.
I know the question. You're like, yeah, the questions of like,
what have I done? What do you do?
Like,
who
what
cares?
What do you do?
I'm
yeah
a, you know, I'm a such and such. It's like, oh no.
What are you?
No, I don't want to. And then people tell what they do at work, and it's just bad.
So you can imagine speed dating is 5 minute conversations like that go.
Yeah, I don't.
Interesting. So yeah, I can
Julia
understand
did really
why
well as well. She out of the 11 men, she got yeah 8. But truthfully, we actually each got one more. So
which one was that?
That was Mr. J who wrote in on our website. Actually,
oh, our cheeky boy. Oh,
our
we were
total
write
cheeky boy. I think we need to pull it up because so technically, I don't know. I count him as one of our tick offs in terms of, and I don't mean tick off as in anger or anything like that, but as
in
the fact
thumbs
he
up.
Yeah, well, Julia outed us to a couple people at the thing. She wears
a helmet.
She was
yeah
supposed to be
with your big mouth, Caroline. I'm quite
know
sure.
I was really good, actually. She had
she
them
was
first.
She's very good at
I
that.
I was really, really great. It's my Scorpioism. I can be secretive when I need to be.
Oh.
But she outed us.
Look at that little picture,
what,
Caroline.
That
did you see our cute little anniversary picture?
I did.
Picture?
I love that photo. I want to know, when is that from?
That's from
was
when,
that from when we did the show?
We emceed together at
when the we did
stripper,
the Luscious
yeah
show?
Yeah.
The Very Sexy Christmas, which Sid danced in
where
as well.
Is, where is... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, this
so
guy,
this goes,
he outed us, and he wrote in...
He,
was he really,
goes, hey, what's up, imposters? Because he was at the speed dating,
and
we were
like,
we're not really there to speed date. We're there to just, you know... check it out and review the rclub.ca situation of the evenings. So he's right. He goes, hey, what's up, imposters? Kidding. Caught the last couple of minutes of your show. What saucy voices you two little minxes possess. Caught the tail end of you ripping into a couple of drips you met. Didn't hear my name, but hope you were nice. Right, Julia. Right, Caroline. And like, bold letters. If those are, in fact, your real names. Thanks for coming clean and blowing your guy's little masquerade. Julia, good meeting you both. Don't be strangers.
See, I think he liked
I
us.
Blew the masquerade. That's why he's saying blew the masquerade.
I know. Like, she totally outed us. They were so nervous when they got to me because they had her first, then came to me, and they didn't know what to say. And it wasn't nervous like, oh, I think you're hot nervous, or
it
oh
was
my
like,
God, I'm so nervous. It was just like, hi.
Performance anxiety?
Totally performance anxiety. Thank God it wasn't
why
about sex.
Why?
Because oh, they're like, oh, God, she might it's be quoting us on air. So what? Julia responded to this guy.
Oh,
and
God.
I don't think he
oh,
was
shit
mean. I think he was teasing.
I said, well, one of the sexiest men at the speed dating night. How nice to get a little comment from you, young man.
They're
now,
all young.
Now the competition
how
begins.
Young.
Who might you pick for a date, I wonder? My vote, Caroline. And thanks for listening to Juicebox. Yes. That was Jeremy J, who apparently Michael, I mean...
Okay, can we just hit delete on that and just... She didn't say that name. Anyway, let's just not draw attention to this anymore. And that's
okay,
just...
Okay,
let's
move
moving on.
With the Rendezvous Club, they are going to be
they're
doing...
They're afraid of me because I'm a raver. I was going to say.
The what club?
It's the Rendezvous Club. It's
oh
rclub.ca.
Oh, the
they're
going to okay
be doing another event next Thursday night, which is what we're going to mention on the Juiceberry.
Well, we're still on the Juiceberry. The Roundabout Juice Break. You know what? It is our anniversary show, and Caroline and I are just chomping at our own bits here. So
we're having fun. It's good.
And I'm going to spank you some more.
Oh, please. No, harder. Oh.
Her ass is already red from Wreck Beach.
Sun. Oh, yes.
I think I need a spanking glue.
Oh, I think I need to spank you. Lean over. Bend over. I'm going to spank.
Okay, hold on. I gotta
you going to pull your pants down?
C-shape. C-shape.
C-shape for Caroline. Here we go.
Ow!
I don't see any marks.
Ow!
Ah, yeah.
That's four.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like that?
It's a little red.
Did it hurt?
Shit, that hurt.
No, it shouldn't hurt. It's C-shaped. So
are we supposed
nice
to get
sound.
The flogging in between? The flogging where you get like the pain that Sid talked about? That pain, the rush of endorphins?
Neither of us
like,
brought the flogging stuff. But I know what you mean. I should have given it more time. But I didn't want to waste valuable airtime because
right.
I feel like our listeners need to hear more spank.
So speaking of valuable airtime, let's talk to our wonderful guest who has come in to give us gracious with her presence
rendezvous,
and her intelligence.
Just so we
rclub.ca, done with the juice berry? Okay, good.
And that's, yeah, that's next Thursday night.
Oh, next Thursday night. Yes, June 7th.
Whatever that date is.
June 7th.
You can check it
I'll
out.
I'll be there. I think I'm going to be there.
rclub.ca.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, but
my ass is killing me.
I hurt your ass.
Bitch.
Do you want me to kiss it
better? You don't have to sit down.
I don't.
That's true.
It's all right.
Your butt sunburned. I'm sorry.
Is this
one of these days? Oh, no. We should do this whole show naked, sitting here in the.
I wonder if we get
idea,
fired.
You know, I don't. No, as long as you don't have sex.
You know what? Yeah.
We can't have sex on the air.
This entire time, has anybody walked down the hallway? No.
Well, you just can't have sex on the air, that's all.
That's true.
Well, we won't have sex on the air.
Of course. But yeah.
We'll have sex after the air.
Okay, yeah. You know what?
Downtime, baby. Downtime.
The radio conference is coming up soon, and if they ever listen to this podcast, maybe they would be thinking, wow, you know, we need to have a show more like that.
That's true. Or it could be our own Howard Stern type of show.
Oh, you
show.
Know what? The listeners could guess who's naked, who's not.
It's true. And like, then we could contest. Give them money if they win.
Yeah,
you know,
my ass is still burning.
Contest.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm
my ass
so
is still
sorry.
Burning.
I'll get some arnica for your ass. For
okay,
you're not
you're a
sorry.
You're a cupper.
Well, not really. I secretly
Thank you,
enjoy
Sid.
It.
She is not sorry. All right. So next show, next time we have Sid Harlow, the hottest, and I'm not even exaggerating, the HOTTEST. Performer on stage of the.
Actually, I've retired.
She's
Oh my God, I'm so sad.
Too much back pains. No, seriously.
But
yeah,
she's working on a play right now.
But you're still
now,
the hottest woman I've ever seen on stage. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sid Harlow still exists. She doesn't, strip on stage anymore. Mm-hmm. But she may reincarnate. You never know. She's on the air right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So did you? So I think that there was
you were mentioning earlier. I don't know if you want to talk about it on air. Just
not particularly. Not right
okay.
now. No.
Oh, we'll have you on for another show when you have that.
Yeah,
when you're ready to talk.
Yeah,
about that.
I think it'd be very interesting because the play it deals with. I mean, in a very broad sense. I mean, it's always changing, but we have like a male and female chorus, like a Greek-style play. Mm-hmm. The female is the dominant figure, so a dominatrix. The male is submissive. They're also the mother and father figures, right? And it deals with stripping, begging, pornography. There's a lot of themes, mm-hmm. and I can't go too big on it to
Understood.
Explain. But there's a general wash. Right, there you go. There you go.
Mm. Which, of course, you can
more,
intrigue everybody.
When it's more put together, maybe I'll talk about it.
Come back, of
that.
Course you will.
Yeah.
We hope you do.
We're starting to talk about flogging a little bit before
yes,
the break.
Yes,
oh, right, yeah.
So
yeah.
How
what
would you guys describe
flogging
in comparison? Because I've been classic hand girl for the most part.
My hand is still hurting from smacking you. So I don't know how long the hand can
last. Flogging
has,
is less. I find it easier. Hands are annoying.
Exactly. Hands are painful. Hands are painful. Seaman, obviously, he didn't feel the pain that he inflicted. I even asked him, and that's one of the reasons I wanted him to call in tonight, was to say, did it hurt? Because the pain that you caused the birthday boy was intense, and all of us were taking pictures and everything. And I'm like, doesn't your hand burn? And he's like, no, don't even feel it. So that's him, Seaman,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know about the rest of us, which I think the handprint of the art of spanking, I think hands would be very painful.
My
so
hand
the flog
is tingling
is good.
A little
the flog,
bit. It's
yeah,
red.
My hands, yeah,
see?
My
slapping your ass.
Yeah, my hand hurts too. I'm thinking, so the flog can allow the spanker.
I think it's more sensual.
The spanker to do different things. And then.
Yeah, soft, you trail the flogger along and then you whip it, and there's a sound effect, which is different than the hand. I don't know, I'm just more
turned on.
I think
by that
the toys
idea.
Are fun.
What's the difference in terms of the sound? Because I've just played with a flogger on my hand. I've never actually had somebody use it on me, so I've never been flogged. I'm a virgin to that.
Oh, wow. I used to flog myself on stage all the time, and then I had someone do it for me, but the guy was a bit. The dominatrix did a good job. The guy that did it for me was not. He just was too. He was afraid to go too hard.
Okay.
And maybe it was not.
Was it this whole stereotypical, like, I'm afraid to hit a woman kind of deal?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Well, my spanker, who will go unnamed, he used this flogger. And the kind of paddle thing with like the double whackle,
yeah,
so it makes like a
that.
Whack thing, but it like sounds really strong. But it actually, the surface area of the spank thing is so much like wide that it's not that painful. Like it's this wide surface area, and then it makes a loud noise. Anyway, but he did a lot of teasing, and then kind of the hard thing, and then of course rubbing and whacking softly and. I fucking loved it. It was like the surprise of it, the pain, but also like the, oh, and then the sensuality after like the kind of softy kind of thing. And I mean, they're making love to you with this tool of pain. And it was hot. I think
because it's a tool, not a hand. It's not as expected.
No,
it's less predictable how it's going to feel. Because hands, we know hands, right? But a tool, it's like a tool, it's somewhat removed. So there's that extra sort of surprise element, I think.
Mm-hmm. Nice. The artist spanking.
It's a foreign object. Mm. It's not your hand. It's something you know. It's something else.
Something your stepfather wouldn't use on you.
No.
I'm sorry, but that was my association. I'm sorry. It was like my stepdad bending me over naked with belt buckle and or belt or whatever he had nearby, and it was not a pleasant experience. It was humiliating, that. But in a very painful way and in a very like
and very unsexual
dominating
way
and very like so for me I was like, don't spank me.
It's all about circumstance. It's about who you're with, what you want from them, whether you want it. If you don't want it, of course it's not sexual.
I think that's probably one of the big things.
Consent.
Yes, that's the word.
And having a code word where it's just like, okay, that's
purple.
Too much or whatever
purple.
It is.
Yeah, or rubber ball in the hand, squeezing it X amount of times or whatever the hell, you know.
Oh, I never thought about
that.
Well,
if you're gagged, squeezing. You can't really make much noise.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Okay.
Yeah, when you flex your toe, it won't really show.
If you squeeze the ball.
You're like doing the hand, but then you might just totally. Wave your hand anyway. Oh God!
Well, I had one where I was tied down to a medical table as well, so I really couldn't move at all.
Oh wow!
And then with the flogger, and that was interesting. That turned me on even more because I was blindfolded and I could not move.
Oh wow!
At all.
Did you trust the person who was doing it?
Was the dominatrix lady. She was very. We had it all set up beforehand. Nice. Code words or not code words, but code motions with the hand. You know. And this and that. So it was, But that was very, because until you're strapped and you cannot move at all, you can't escape, you can't twitch, you can't deny with your own body or shield,
anything.
Nothing.
Oh.
So that was very interesting.
What happened? Did you, like, what did that feel like? What happened?
Well, she continued the flogging thing.
And then
how
did you feel?
More angry, definitely, because I couldn't, and I would, you know, go against my restraints, and I was restrained, so I was like, well, I can't. Lash out, but then the release of the pain was that much more intense, which I enjoy. That's the part that I enjoy. The pain can be, like I said, very enraging because I can't do anything about it, but the release was very nice.
And so letting go,
kind of, then we moved on to other things, and that was a bit too painful. Not flogging, it was buttons and whatever, that was another thing. But the flogging, when I was completely restrained on a medical table, so hands and foot bound, that And blindfolded and gagged, so there was no. I guess I'm a person who really likes control, and having none at all, except my agreement to participate in this.
The consent.
That's all I had, really. Though that was kind of my grand rules, or our grand rules. Sorry, our grand rules. Yeah, that I like that actually.
And so, how did you communicate to her when you were?
If it was too much, well, the flogging was never too much, but it would be, the buttons were.
Okay, and then you...
With the hand, with the rubber ball in the hand. And she had, like, that was behind my, that was here, so she could see it, right?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she'd done this, she was a professional, so she knew what she was doing. Yeah.
How did you meet her?
I met her through, when I was dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stripping, you mean just to... taking your clothes off on stage?
Yeah, yeah, dancing. Exotic dancing. Okay. When exotic I say dancing, dancing I'm just dancing. So used to saying dancing. I mean exotic dancing. Yeah, yeah. I met her through that. Yeah.
We have a caller. Oh, right. I never know what to do with this.
Technical difficulty.
Or did we hang up on them?
That was my fault. Call back, caller.
Call her back. Call her back, girl.
The engineer, she's not so on it tonight. Because it's the 4th year anniversary, and I've been spanked hard, and my endorphins are raging through my body, and I feel kind of stoned.
Is your butt still hurting, baby?
I feel stoned. Actually, no, it's not hurting quite enough at the moment, but we're going
to
do that.
Do you need to be spanked again?
We'll do that after the
after
the end of the show. Anyway, can we ask our guest if she's had any issues with, like, do you mind if we ask you?
Well, you can ask. I don't have to answer.
That's true. Exactly. I don't know, listeners, if you remember our last interview with Sid Harlow was around the becoming burlesque series thing that we did, and it was like the pole dancing
in comparison to exotic dancing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Impressed the Juice Box girls so much, you did, that we were like, okay, we have to have her back, And then you were out of town for a bit, and then we lost contact. So just so glad that you came on tonight, and love to have you back, because I remember the last show, we had such an amazing banter, and it just went on.
It was fun.
It was fabulous. So we'd like to sort of invite you on as a Juice Box girl to sort of help add interesting kind of ideas in, and whatever show we do that you feel like you might have a few things to say, and if you have time to come up and do the show, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
I would really love that.
Sounds good.
Inviting Sid Harlow, and maybe you want to be named something else as a Juice Box girl.
No, Sid is fine.
Okay.
Sid is fine.
Okay, great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I think Caroline and I are like, on our 4th anniversary show, we want to have as many Juice Box girls and boys. There's actually a boy who might be coming on to the team as well. Caroline, I don't know if you got that email.
Boy or a man?
I think I missed that one.
A man. But we'll he's mostly a boy. But we'll talk about it. I'm sorry, I'm sort of springing this all on us right now on the air. This is not very professional. Okay, so the question that I had was if you have had any issues, sort of.
What would you recommend for people who are going flogging for the first time, for example, in the sense that, like, obviously consent is a big one, having the balls, like, in terms of the yes and no words, we've kind of discussed those things, trust is a huge one. Is there anything that we've missed in terms of stuff that either of you guys can think of in terms of that we should recommend for people who want to try, get involved?
No, just do it or don't do it. I don't know. I don't think there's much, you know, you don't have to plan these things, really. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I mean, but yes, once you're there, it's like, okay, this is how far we're going to go. This is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's up to you. I mean, you're choosing your bed partners. You're an adult.
Consenting.
So, adults. I mean, that's you know, that's completely up to the individual. I wouldn't speak for someone else or recommend for someone else. I'll just tell you what I do for myself.
I think that's good. That's very smart advice. Very smart. Valid. So I don't know. We're going to talk more on the next Juice Box to discuss sort of BDSM.
The history.
The history. We have a historian coming on the air next week who... Not next week. 2 weeks from now.
Is it 2 weeks from now?
Mm-hmm. June 13th.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Has written a book on... Or he's in the process of writing a book on BDSM and the history. And I know that on Juice Box we did a lot of this in the early years. I can say the early years. because, you know, Maura was so into the BDSM scene and the kink scene and everything. So it's been a long time since we've returned to it on Juice Box. And so... I think we're going to get into a bit of a series about it again. And I think the spanking experience I had on Saturday night really kind of opened up pieces of myself that I had no idea. I mean, I was an actual, like, don't want to do this. Don't try spanking me. If you spank me, I'm going to stop whatever sex act we're doing and be like, no, thank you. Or I don't like that. Or, you know, very sort of strict boundaries for me, very, very firm boundaries. So strict.
Apt word, that.
So,
in light of the topic, definitely.
For the first time, it was sort of like, I was like, okay, I think the spanking thing is actually kind of hot. I can sort of see some of the benefits to the practice of bondage, discipline, The sadism masochism thing, I'm not quite sure. I think they just haven't come up with a better word, or there's still people that just do it. I don't know, top, bottom. What do you? There's other words for it. I can't think of it right now. We're going to talk more about it in the next few shows, though, I think. Perhaps next show we'll do a little bit more about that. And vaginal, we want to do something.
We want to do something about designer vaginas.
Designer vaginas
we
next week.
What
the hell is that, designer vaginas?
People who get surgery on
their vulva.
Their vulva, because they want it shaped a certain way.
Yeah, too much lips. They don't want the meat. They're like, too meaty. I want less meat, or whatever the hell the woman's problem is. I have huge issues with it.
Me too, actually.
It reduces your pleasure by a million times. I can't even tell you, women who are doing this to yourselves, stop doing it.
But we'll talk about it.
Are we
going to
bring someone on the air who has done this surgery?
Maybe we'll try to find. Can you help us find someone?
Well, I know a couple of people, but they don't want to admit that.
Could you?
And I'm not close to them. No.
Oh. Yeah. I was going to say, could you even just get their side point on your own idea, and then? Okay, we're going over here.
Really.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
such a good show.
Happy
anniversary. Can you sing as we leave the show?
Happy anniversary to us, my Betty Boop version. Happy anniversary to us. Happy anniversary, dear Juicebox. Happy anniversary to us.
Drink up, people.
Oh my god, off we go. Thank you so much, Sid. Juicebox, new Juicebox girl. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on again, Sid. We will talk to you again very soon. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And we're over time as we ramble on. Hans Claus's Misery Hour is up next.
And it's going to be ambient music that will lead you into the wee hours of the morning.
And he's Marian,
who is a very, very incredibly sexy man. Marian, come over here and give us a kiss.
Where's
because
our
we
kiss?
Need one.
It's our anniversary show.
Because he's
need
a very sexy man to
give
be
us
miserable.
A spanking.
Oh, yeah. We should lean over and bend over and spank.
I think he might spank you, actually.
Do you think he'll spank? Oh!
I think you need to be spanked.
Oh,
like,
please.
You need spanking.
Oh,
bad girl.
Oh.
You're going to get it, Marian.
Oh, I think he likes it. Let's pull his pants down and spank him.
You just experienced Juicebox Radio, a show dedicated to developing your relational and individual sexual health, expressing diversity, celebrating queerness, and encouraging pleasure at all stages. Be sure to tune into Juicebox every Wednesday night at 10. In the meantime, you can check out juiceboxradio.com. Thanks for listening.